Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, it's not a new injury. It's something we're managing. He's been managing pretty much all season and a little bit going back to last year as well. So we're trying to be smart with him as much as possible here.
Sean McDermott on Dalton Kincaid. Not exactly super specific. Going back to last year with an injury, and I don't know, does the word chronic come to mind here? It's been this way with Kincaid in his still young career, but has not been physically that reliable. It sounds like, though, for this game, we're okay. Matt Judon, the report, as you just heard, expected to be signed to the Bills practice squad. 10 years in the league.
Respectable move, I think.
Why not? Why not move?
I didn't tweet about it when I saw it a day or two ago, but... Well, that could be a guy, you know, like that. I feel like that's a guy that if another contender grabbed him, we'd get calls or even ourselves. We'd be like, I don't know, isn't that worth a try? I probably should have tried that on. He's, you know, he's made some plays in the league, veteran guy, like you said.
You know who the player?
I like it. I like it, Bills. Good job.
Sorry, I couldn't wait. You know who the player I would say this year is number one on that list of players that, you know, in general, the fan base wishes the Bills could have been the team to get? Shaheed.
Yeah.
And, I mean, last night.
Right.
That's a game-changing play in a critical game. Halfway through the fourth quarter, they're down 30-14, Seattle. The Rams are punting just to stay awake.
Right.
And I was about done with it. I was the one who was having a tougher time staying awake at that point.
I kept it on, but I dozed off. And, I mean, I saw that play and dozed off and then woke up when the noise about the two-point play that got reviewed was happening. And I'm looking at, you know, it's one of those deals, you know, I don't want to paint too graphic a picture, whatever. I'm in bed. I'm on my side. iPad is propped up on my nightstand, right? And I'm asleep. I open my eyes. And I see Ty score, and I'm like, one of those deals where I can't even really process. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, I saw the punt return. They scored again? Wow. It's one of those deals. But, yeah, big play. I mean, who knows? Like, they scored all these points. The end of the fourth quarter was brutal. Like, both teams had opportunities to drive and get the game-winning field goal. Rams got in position and missed. Didn't that kick look like it was good the whole time? And then it was very strange. The way I think even Al and Kirk said something effective, boy, that just went right at the end. Like it looked like it was going to be not even close.
Maybe somebody opened a door.
Missing, I don't know, but it took a weird drift to the right at the end, or at least that's what it appeared to be on TV. But, yeah, I mean, it seemed like nobody wanted to take it at the end. And then we got overtime, and then both teams scored touchdowns in overtime.
Right, that's a thing now. That
right,
can happen.
Right.
Seattle goes for two. They had to. It was late, and a tie didn't help them.
Right.
So they go for two and get it. That was a great play. I was, you know, riveted by this. Like, what are they going on? I kind of like the idea. You have what's – all right, let's ask this question. Bills line up to go for two. Season on the line. What does it look like? Imagine Allen not sort of going for it himself.
Right.
But, you know, it could be a play you're hoping somebody breaks open on a route like last night happened for Seattle.
Right.
That was just a great play by them. I kind of like the idea of running the ball there because I wonder if teams spread them out and run it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it depends on the team maybe. Just imagine if, like, this season comes down to that.
Right. We've seen Allen have success down close to the goal line on plays that might make you uncomfortable for 5 or 6 seconds, right? Where not necessarily a two-point play, but same area of the field. And it's like you can maybe even see as the play, the ball is snapped, what they want to do, and it's not there, right? Like whether that's some little orbit motion thing or a tight end leaking out or whatever it is, but it's a play action and it's not there. And Allen, like, so he hits his back foot and like, nope, and it starts hopping and drifting to his right and buys time and then throws a laser to someone in the back of the end zone. That play works, but holy cow, it's torture getting there. Like, yeah. If you need it, your season is on the line, and that's the play. Like, you'd much rather have something that quickly, like, the design is so good, it's off of something that you've put on film all year, and they didn't see it coming, and it's just, like, it's just easy. It's like some version of the Cook touchdown last week, the passing touchdown in New England, where it's just open, there's a linebacker between you and the receiver, but it's an easy throw, you know, walk it. I feel like if that play comes to the Bills, like if we're in a situation in a game here in the playoffs where they need it, it's going to be Allen buying time. it's just like that's how it always ends up. Like the thing we wanted isn't there. Superman, do your thing. Come save us.
You can't tush-push from the two. Really, it's too risky. It's too far. Or the 2.5.
Well, the Bills get 2 to 3 yards a lot of the time on that play.
Maybe not from the goal line, though.
Right.
Yeah. Where, like, it's so obvious what your right. play Philadelphia,
yep.
you know, you're likely to expect. Matt Judon is 13th among active players in sacks career. 72. One spot behind Joey Bosa. So we'll see if we ever see Matt Judon on the field for the Bills. Maybe we will. Baltimore, New England, then the last 2 years, Atlanta and Miami. Released then by Miami. Kind of like Slay was. The Bills played Pittsburgh. And off that game, the Steelers waived Darius Slay. The Dolphins are at a point where they just decided they didn't need this guy. For what they were doing.
This was not a waiver claim. We don't have to worry about him coming or not coming. He has agreed to sign to the Bills practice squad. So it's not a Slay. Just in case anyone, you mentioning Slay there.
Right, right.
If alarms went off for people. Not that. They didn't have to claim. He cleared waivers and they've signed him. So he's here.
Okay. He's not going to sign.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And then choose not to
come. I assume that means he's happy to have the opportunity.
Interesting.
Yes. Not going to protest.
Got Sal coming up at 5, so about 20 minutes. We're at the draft room here downtown. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog will have picks at 6 tonight. I've gotten a little bit of closure here on this NHL 94 drama because I'm looking up here at the draft room to a screen. You went and played it. NHL 94 is available here to the patrons. And I played the hell out of that game, and it didn't look the same to me as I remembered it. It looked like Swingers. This is the game they play, and it is. But I played it on a PC. So during the last break, like I have to know.
Right.
Here's Boston winning the Stanley Cup. I went to YouTube.
I've never seen that before.
That was it. We said this before.
It's
like,
all over.
It's like 5 seconds.
Yep.
How it probably looks different based on, like, I used a personal computer versus, like, a Sega or whatever you would have.
Yep.
And it is a little bit different. So I'm kind of relieved that it is. On YouTube, I found a 4-hour, 40-minute video of each team winning the Stanley Cup in EA Sports, NHL 94. And pushed play to see if this is how I remember it, and it is. And Bruins.
Don't close it out. They did the little cup celebration, and then okay.
The Sabres are next.
And then the
should we just pivot to this?
The three stars. I was waiting to see because I remember a still shot of, but I think that might have been Tecmo Bowl, with like confetti and like the trophy and like in a celebration like parade type setting. That's not on that.
No, they have the players, not even the whole team, like the line that's on the ice for the end of the game. Parade the cup around for like 5 seconds,
right.
And then they do the three stars.
Right.
But you don't usually see it go in that order.
That's right. That's right.
But do they have three stars when the team wins the Stanley Cup? Do they even bother with that?
Ooh.
Do they just announce it in the building? And
yeah, like when Dallas wins in triple overtime. After all of that, yeah, I watched the cup celebration every year. Funny enough, I did not watch it.
You never
in that game because I was getting married and I just wasn't sitting in front of a TV.
Did they have the three stars?
I've never noticed it. I mean, there's all the on ice interviews and all the stuff. I think maybe they probably have voted on it and it's registered somewhere, but I don't think they announce it.
I'm about to watch the Sabres win the Stanley Cup. We're second alphabetically. Maybe, or east, then west,
boy,
against Chicago.
Talk about your fantasy sports.
It's right. You want it. It's there. 93 Sabres. There's LaFontaine, Airy, Himalev. That's our team. Oh, McGillney. This would be this was the game. This would be a super fun team to play. I mean, the 93 Sabres with those two guys.
Yep.
They're putting the pressure on Chicago here early. It looks. They just drew Chelios to the box.
What a goon.
For a slash.
Cheap shot artist.
A minute 30 in. It looks like it could be Van Helleman officiating. All right. We'll keep tabs on this one.
Right. We'll keep you posted.
Anybody can watch. All right. Sal at 5. We'll look for your calls again after a short break from the draft room. 803-0550. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.